Welcome everyone back to the Unlocked Limits podcast, where we help you unlock those limitations in your life. I am your host, Mykia Latia, and if you are here because you are ready to just reach past that next level in life, you're at a place where you're like, you know what, this is cool, but I want to grow and become who I'm called to be. This is a conversation you do not want to miss. I have an incredible woman, a Detroit native. She is a devoted wife and mother. She is a licensed missionary. She's also the youth department director, or president rather, at her church, in addition to the owner of The Essence Artistry and Cosmetics. The woman wear hats, okay? So I need you all to give a very warm welcome to Brittany Jones. Hey, Brittany. Hello. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm so excited for this conversation. Oh my God,
Good
I'm so
too.
excited. I love that we were able to have some rapport before we got started, so we
Yes.
can just dive into
Let's go.
it. Awesome. So what many people don't know is before we started this episode, we were having our own brief conversations about just navigating certain seasons in life and learning more about ourselves. So
Yes.
I am curious too, because I know like in your media kit you sent me, it was a really amazing. And you talked about like that self-identity. So talk to me about, your journey on identifying that you were broken, and how are you operating from a broken place? What did that look like?
Wee.
We started
Yes, we're going all the way in very quick.
thick.
I think that my identifying that I was broken started when I had my first child. I had my first child at 16 years old. And once I had her, it literally made me look at my life and begin to examine my life to try and figure out, Brittany, first of all, where are you? What are you doing? How did we get to this moment? And it caused me to want to live a different life, not for myself, not only for myself, but because I had a child that I now had to take care of. And so after having her, she actually had to stay in the hospital because she was born prematurely. She was born at 6 months. I was 6 months when I had her. And so she had to stay in the NICU. And every time I would go there and look at her, it's almost like God was revealing to me that I had to make a decision about what life I wanted to live. And so when I would leave her and I would go back home, I would sit in my room and it's like I would almost have these moments where I was just trying to figure out, God, why is it that you have me here? What is it that I did to deserve the life that I'm now living? How now do I take, now that I know that I'm a broken girl, that I know that I'm broken into pieces, how do I now put myself back together again? And so I began to go on this journey that no one in my family, unfortunately, was able to go down. I began to ask myself so many different questions. Y'all, this is my baby legacy.
Hey, Legacy.
I began to ask myself different questions and I began to just kind of do this soul searching. And just trying to figure out, God, what is next? Now I'm a mother. Now I have responsibility at 16 years old. Now what? And so that is the moment where I realized I was broken. And going on the journey of putting myself back together again really started when I gave my life to Christ. I was doing all of the things with going to church, but I did not have a personal relationship with God. I did not know what that was or what that looked like. And so, in identifying that you're broken, what most people do is we can identify that we're broken, but we can't identify with the one who can put us back together again. And so, identifying your brokenness is one thing. But going to God, the healer, the deliverer, the one that makes all things new, is a completely different thing. And so just because you can identify a thing does not mean that you're putting in the work to be healed. to be whole. And so I then now had to do something about what I was able to identify. And if I can be honest, that was the hardest part of it all. It's easy to identify it, but actually taking the steps that are necessary, and really reprogramming your mind, allowing yourself to do away with old habits, old ways of thinking, old ways of processing, old ways of handling things, old ways of handling people, old ways of handling yourself, you have to do away with. And so I literally had to allow God to, first of all, make me new, do away with that old man, and give me the power or the ability to accept who he wanted me to be.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna pick this apart because this is good. This is, I think I'm so in my mind, Holy Spirit, have your way.
Yes,
So
Lord.
I'm imagining maybe there's a 16-year-old right now, or maybe there is someone who's 30 plus who was once 16, 15, 14, or what have you, who's
Yeah.
also had, who was a teen mom, you know what I'm saying? And so what were some beliefs that you were connected to at 16 that put you in the position to become a teen mom?
One of the beliefs was, first of all, that I needed to feel loved outside of my home. I needed to feel something more than what I was feeling where I was in the season that I was currently in. And so what happened is I began to yearn for something outside of my home, outside of my mom, outside of those who I knew loved me. And so that was the beginning of it. I did not feel what I wanted to feel where I was. And so I went searching outside of my home to find satisfaction. And so that led me down a path of doing things that I should not have been doing. One, which is having sex outside of wedlock. And so I found myself in a relationship with someone who I thought could give me what I was desiring, and unfortunately, was really taking from me and allowing me to even be more broken than what I was. And so, what I was searching for, I did not know at the time, no one could feel but God. There are so many things that we try to look to satisfy us, when at the end of the day, God is the only one who could satisfy. And so you have this 16-year-old girl who thinks she knows the way, thinks she knows what she needs, and she's going after to find that thing to satisfy what God can only satisfy. And so that was the beginning. I was literally trying to satisfy something in me. There is a void. There was a void in me that I thought things and people and all of these worldly things could feel. And really, all of those things was only leading me down a path of being more broken.
Okay. That 16-year-old right now that may be listening, that may be very well in this space. Because can we be honest? Some
Let's be
people
honest.
may not have had, may have not gotten pregnant, but everybody was, most people were doing the same act. And that's just
Absolutely.
the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I remember being in
Absolutely.
school. And people, and then you had some people who got pregnant, and some people were like, oh my goodness. I said, knock it off. You're doing the same thing. Like you're doing
Let's be
the
honest.
same thing. Less, yeah, you
You
know what I'm
just don't
saying?
have the proof
Yeah, right. Or my mom
to
might
show that
say,
you've been doing
the
it. Yeah.
prize. Right. But I think though, because, and I say that from experience, and I say that because as a teenager, when you get older, it's always like, oh man, if I had God in my life in high school, I would do X, Y, and Z. We
Yeah.
and like we all can say that. I say that all the time. I preach that to my nieces, like, oh my
Absolutely.
goodness, my life would be different. But like, we know what that looks like to be very spearheaded on what you think is best, on thinking that you have it figured out, or even
Yeah.
just being influenced by your peers. Like you can be talked to, my mom likes to say, so you're blue in the face. And if your peers are saying something better, that's who you're running with. So How do you get through to that 16-year-old, that teenager who is battling like between being in the world and being in the word? Because a lot of kids today, though, I do recognize they want to be in that word, but they
Absolutely.
battle with being lukewarm because of their surroundings and
Yeah.
because it's not the cool thing to do.
Yeah.
How do you
I
get
would
through to that?
say, if I'm, and I'm just going to be completely honest with you, your love for God has to be deeper than your love for anything else. And this is even a struggle, and I'm not just for teens, but even adults.
Yep.
I'm 33 years old. I'll be 34 in October. And if I can be honest, it is still a tug of war. I don't think that war of the flesh and the spirit will ever cease. But I believe that the deeper that you yearn for him, the more he fills you up. The more that you chase after him, the more he comes to be God for you. And the truth of the matter is, we're going to always have something pulling us away from him. There is always going to be something to try and pull you away from him. And in those moments, you have to allow God to be a very present help in your time of need. You have to use those escapes that he gives you. You have to allow his word to be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. You have to have a deeper want and desire for him more than them talking about you, more than them saying you're a holy roller, more than them saying, you think you better than us, or whatever the case may be. Your love and your want and your desire for him has to be deep. And so there were times where I used to literally find myself asking God to deepen my want and my desire for him, even at a young age, deepen that yearning within me, so that when those things do come, there is something within me that always pulls me back. And I believe the greatest help that we have is the Holy Spirit. Sometimes you're not going to have people. Sometimes your will and your desire is going to be towards those things. Let's just be honest. There is always something in this world that looks greater than him. There is always something in this world that seems more satisfying than him. There is always something that we can see with our physical eye that we can't see in the realms of the spirit that tries to draw us away from him. And so what we have to do is always lean into him and allow him to be our help, allow him to be our strong tower, allow him to be our safe place, allow him to be our friend, allow him to be our comfort. You're going to always have, that is not ever going to leave you.
Yeah,
It's
that's
not ever going to
good.
leave you. And so, if you are that 16-year-old, I would say try and surround yourself with healthy community. If your parents don't believe, because let's just be honest, sometimes we are the light in our homes. If your parents do not believe, find you a healthy village and community that can build you up. When life comes at you, when you're feeling those areas of loneliness, when you're feeling those areas of not feeling satisfied in Christ, that people can gird you up. But not only that, you have him, the helper, which is the Holy Ghost, to help you and to pull you out of those situations.
Amen. Amen. That was so powerful. That you said a lot of great things. But first off, that we have to allow him to be this light, to be this director, this instructor in our lives, and allowing him is accepting him into our lives. And I think that's amazing. But you also hit on a good point that a lot of people of all ages forget is that it's not going to be a perfect journey, basically. You know what I'm saying? So if you're trying to achieve and attain perfection, then yeah, you're going to stress yourself out and it's going to be hard because that is not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is allowing him to be Lord of your life and allowing him to move in the direction that he sees best fit for you. I think that is powerful, even through the challenging times, because you have to accept when things are hard because God is pruning something in you. He's really developing you when times are challenging. He's not against you. He's not putting you in situations that he knows they aren't going to work out for your good. He's putting you in situations that he know he has control over. Regardless, even if the enemy is under attacking you, God is always the one guiding you through the situation. And so I think that's important. I think that's so important. But I'm also curious to know, because you made a good point too about, even not just teenagers, but adults. Because let's be real, it's this adulting, honey. I'm like, okay, God, I know I had that habit. Okay, I thought, okay, all right. It's just let's work on this, let's work on that. What were some beliefs, some habits that you carried on with you from that childhood experience that you had recognized in your adult life? Like, if you can name like one, even two things, because I know that there is someone who is currently experiencing something that they may have not identified with yet, or they're in this battle where they're aware that it exists, but they don't know how to overcome it.
Two things that I dealt with, one being rejection, and then the second, anger, was two things that I carried on into my adulthood. And if I can just be honest, those two things right there were the two hardest for me to let go of. And I believe sometimes these things become our comfort, where God is supposed to be our comfort, where God is supposed to be the one that we rely on and the one that we look to. Instead, we're looking to our rejection to comfort us, from people or from different environments. That rejection is, it becomes our safe place, or that anger becomes our safe place. And instead of us running into his arms, we're running to the safety of the thing that is keep causing us to be in these areas of brokenness, of uncomfortability, of delay, of all of these different things that literally are a hindrance to our growth, to our maturity. And so in adulthood, I found myself being comforted by things that God never meant for me to be comforted by. And those were those two things.
Yeah, it's so crazy. My husband, he said it to me. He said, sometimes we make other items our God, like our fear, our doubt, anger, insecurities. Like, we make that our God, and we choose to give that more power than we give him, than we give his ability to change us. And when he said that to me, it shook me up. I said, because we believers, we got
What we believe in, honestly.
because doubt is my God. Ain't no way. What? No.
Listen,
But
listen.
it is. And the sooner you can be honest and say, I think about the gentleman who approached Jesus because his daughter, I think a daughter or son, was possessed by demons, and he needed Jesus to get him out of him. And he said, if you can you do this for me? Just said, if I can. And then he admitted to him, like, you know what? I do believe, but can you help me with my unbelief?
Unbelief.
Like, that delivers you. Like, that truly delivers you when you can be
Absolutely.
honest and say, you know what, God? I know you can do things. I know you've done things, but this is this one particular area that I'm a little fearful. I'm a little doubtful. I don't know if you're gonna come through for me like you did before. And when we can do that, it literally delivers us and releases us into his abundant love, like him really showing up and being God. Like, I know you was battling with that, but thank you for
Because
opening your
really, the
heart.
truth of the matter is, truth is what sets us free. And a lot of us are bound because we don't want the truth. We don't want to face the truth that we're angry. We don't want to face the truth that we're dealing with rejection. We don't want to face the truth that daddy may have walked out on us, that mom may have, done things that were not pleasing. We don't want to face the truth because society and life has taught us to show up as being the one that has all of the answers, being the one that is good, don't need nobody help, independent. I can do this. I got it. But the truth of the matter is, it's okay not to. That's why we need his help, because we don't have it all together. That's why we need his help, because people have really hurt us. People have let us down. And so we need to be honest with our feelings. Be honest. Yes, that happened to me. Yes, I'm struggling with that. But you are my help. You are my healer. So when I can't heal myself, I can come to you, let you know what it is that I'm dealing with, and say, Lord, heal me.
Brittany, you were in my therapy session today. I know you were. I know you were. You should have told me you were coming. Ooh, that, oh my goodness. Okay. Holy Spirit, help me to say it, because first of all, you said the truth will set you free. Like, that's literally like you just wrapped everything in a bow.
Yes.
When you can be truthful about the root of what took place,
Yeah.
you can start peeling back more layers, and you can start identifying how that has carried with stayed with you up
Yes.
until where you are today. And it's so funny because in therapy today, we were talking about me going deep. And I'm just gonna be transparent. I was like, yeah, I just noticed sometimes I can be a little surface level lately, and I don't know where this came from. Like, and she's like, well, what is that? Are you afraid to go deep? I said, I think I am, but I don't think it's that deep. Like, I'm sure there's
Wow.
stuff there, but like, I think I'm making it bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
And so we kind of started unpacking some things, right? And so I'm just gonna let you in because you made a good point about, maybe mom or dad did something that you didn't like. And so it helped me realize that my parents, amazing. Like, they did the best that they could with all that they had, right? And sometimes though, my father, he was just, I know my father was hard on us because he wanted the best for us. And I can only I appreciate him for wanting the best for us. I'll let you get that out.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. you need some water? Okay,
I'm good. I'm good.
okay. but so what she helped me identify though is that some of his limiting beliefs were pushed on me. And so maybe through criticism, maybe through, opinions, and it was pushed on me, right? And so she was like, but then you decide you carried it and it became your core belief
Jeez.
because and you operated through the lens of his limiting
Jesus.
beliefs. And after my session, and we dove deeper, like it was really good, like just different. I actually we're here, so let me give people some fundamentals. She first of all, she asked me to get to this understanding of what happened to cause you to embody these limiting beliefs. What happened in your life, right? And
Jesus.
so once I can determine, and I told her this, this is my disclaimer. I said, I can't stand saying, oh, when I was a child or this person did that. I said, it's me. I'm the problem. I can't blame nobody else. I'm like, but I know you're the professional. You're going to help me understand. Like, you may have not been the person to be, you may have not, you've been the recipient basically of seeds that were planted into you. And
Absolutely.
so, yes, I had to dive into that childhood of what that experience was like. And so she had me answer that question of what happened that caused me to embody these limiting beliefs, but also helped me to understand that now it's time to reshape your core beliefs.
Jesus.
Because I recognize, I'm like, I'm just in this weird space in my life where, like, I'm in this challenge. She's like, yeah, you're in this fight. Like, you're trying to fight against who you once were and who you are becoming. And it feels like a war. And I said, girl, I'm like upset because it's like, I don't want to think this way. I don't want to operate this way. Allowing fear, doubt, really get the best of me. And so she was just like, We're going to recreate your belief systems. Like we're going to, but we're going to recognize how are you similar to your parents and how do you differ from your parents? And if there are some similarities, let's talk about what directs go the opposite direction, the direction of progress, so that we can become who we're called to be. And so I think about, when I got out, when I left the session today, what came to me was you may have not created the problem, but ask yourself, how have you partnered with the problem? So I didn't create the limiting belief, but I partnered with it through now my core beliefs. And it had me like really be honest. And when I say the truth set me free, like it felt so relieving because I will carry that. Like it's all me. And it is essentially like, yeah, girl, you added to it, you made it worse, but you didn't create it, So you have to just identify how did you partner with that. And so I think about the person who is carrying limiting beliefs, maybe from a parent, maybe from a relationship, and being able to say, okay, cool, let's identify what those are and let's work towards a progress plan to go away from those beliefs and build new core beliefs.
Absolutely. I believe that if I can be honest with you, I've actually been on a journey of reprogramming my mind, where the Bible tells us to renew our mind. And I'm actually going to pull up that scripture really quick, because I just believe that God is trying to get us out of these habits that we have been in for so long. Even from childhood, there are so many habits that we have that we are literally unaware of. There are habits that I have from childhood, from things that I've learned from childhood that I'm still doing today. And I believe that it's because unconsciously those things have been stuck in my mind since way back when. I have unconscious things that I automatically do, and then I have conscious things in my mind that I'm trying to do. And so my conscience is telling me I need to do this. I need to, pull away from this. I need to create this. I need to probably go here and do this and connect with this person. But my unconscious mind is telling me, no, we're used to a certain system. We're used to thinking one way. We're used to operating a certain way. And so my conscious mind may be trying to pull me away from those habits, but then I have my unconscious mind like, no, we have a system in this body that we're used to operating by. And so because of this system, because I'm used to operating and going and doing this way, your unconscious mind cannot win here. And so literally what I have been trying to train myself to do is to literally come out of these unconscious systems and habits that I've created within me and allow what God is trying to do in my conscious mind, because God is speaking to me in my conscience. He said, Brittany, I'm trying to break you away from this. I need to create a new habit within you. I need to create a new system within you that is bound by me, not by your parents, not by the culture, not by what the world says. You've been in this world for so long that your body only operates from a way of knowing the world, of knowing your parents, of knowing daddy, of knowing mommy. You're only operating from that place. But I need you to now operate in what is heavenly bound, so that heaven can now be the system in which you now operate out of. And so I'm telling you, I have been literally trying, and I'm literally doing it every day now. Like, no, Brittany, these unconscious habits that you have, they gotta break.
And I'm gonna paraphrase the Holy Spirit, help me remember verbatim. I forgot who it was, someone broke it down about the conscious mind and the unconscious mind, and how basically in order to pretty much break that cycle, is to be more conscious of what you're unconscious of.
Absolutely.
So when I
Absolutely.
can become conscious of the fact that, oh, you probably do, you have this habit
Yes.
that you have just been doing out of routine, out of
Yes.
pattern. Once
Yes.
you can become more conscious of that, now you are in this opportunity to make a better decision, to
Absolutely.
now break that habit. Now that
Absolutely.
habit form a better one, and now that can go into your conscious bucket versus just being an unconscious habit that you stay in out of comfort, out
Yes.
of confusion, you know, whatever
Yes.
that looks like. Because the things that we do subconsciously or unconsciously, it's because it's comforting. It's because it's become
Absolutely.
second nature. And everything that's in our, you know, unconscious or subconscious isn't a bad thing. Like some things are
Right.
because we've trained ourselves to say, no, my
Yeah.
kid, get up in the morning, you know, because you have a busy day ahead of you. You know what I'm saying? So some of those things have been pattern breakers, you know?
Absolutely.
And so if
Absolutely.
we can break and develop good patterns, we can break those bad ones and put those into our conscious bucket. But it's ultimately, once you're met with that decision, you have to decide,
You gotta
who
just
do I want to become? Who do I want
absolutely,
to be in this moment? Do I want to stay here, or do I want to surpass this place? Because you're gonna
yes,
keep taking the same test if you don't pass it the last time.
I'm telling
So
you, those taxes are no joke, they are no joke. So, Romans 12 and 2 says, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed. Formed by the renewal of your mind. Many of us have conformed. We have settled in. We have literally allowed ourselves to be comfortable in the patterns of our parents, the patterns of our bloodline, the patterns of culture, the patterns of how we even think things are supposed to be. But we have to be transformed. When you think about a transformation, you think about something literally being made new. It literally changes from one thing to a completely different thing. And so this is literally what I am doing right now. This is the season that I am in right now in my life. I am literally telling myself, you cannot conform to this pattern. You cannot get comfortable in this pattern. Instead, you have to be changed or transformed by the renewal. Which literally means something is being renewed. It was once this, but now it's becoming this. And so this is literally what I'm making a conscious decision consciously. Every day, I'm consciously making the decision that my unconscious being will submit to the transforming power of God.
I love the way you put that. Come on. Oh, that was well put, okay? The way you said that is my unconscious being will transform to the consciousness. I
Yes.
just butchered it a little bit, but literally, because when I think about unconscious, I just think about the things that you are just not aware of. You're just like
Yes.
stagnant in this place,
Yes.
and then you become, oh, now I'm aware. I'm
Yeah.
conscious of that. Oh, I do that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm better now. I've been transformed. I don't even think that way anymore. I don't recognize who I
Yes.
used to be. Because that's
Yes.
essentially what you want to become. You want to become more unrecognizable from
Absolutely.
your previous self. And when
Absolutely.
I tell you, like, that journey, being on this same journey is so rewarding. But I had to be honest. My therapist helped me understand this too. She said, you know, you think it has to be perfect. You think you can't take any setbacks. I said, yeah, no. I said, maybe one step back. We're not taking 10 steps back. And that was one of the challenges for me, is because when there was a setback, it was like, oh no, we're not progressing. Oh my goodness, like
Yeah.
it, we're not transforming, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And having to remind myself that that's actually part of the journey,
Yeah.
because sometimes it's those tests Did you get it? Okay, good. We passed. So we're gonna keep pushing forward. But sometimes it's the only reason you had a setback is because you didn't truly overcome. You weren't truly transformed in that space. So you have to, you know what I'm saying? So God knows what you're ready for and what you're just not ready for. And that's still okay.
I think for me, the hardest thing of this journey is the fear of the unknown for me. It's the fear of, because God, I feel like in this season, he's only allowing me to know certain things in part. And so it's like I have to be okay with not knowing. And for me, that is very tough. Not knowing is hard for me. Like, I'm a planner, so I like to plan out, my day. I like to know what's next, and I like to know how the months are getting ready to be and all of the things. But in this season, God is like, no, in every aspect of your life, you have to rely on me. You have to rely on me. And I'm just going to be completely honest. That has birthed a level of fear in me. And I literally just had someone come and get their makeup done. And she don't know her from anywhere. And she literally began to tell me, she was like, on my way here, I was praying against the spirit of fear. And she was like, I didn't know why until I got here. And she was just like, you have a level of fear that is so unhealthy for you. And it is creating these unhealthy boundaries and these unhealthy self-limitations in your life. And she was just like, where God wants to take you, you cannot have any of that. And so it's another area in which now I have to break away from the pattern and be transformed again. It's almost like God is just like, I'm not about to allow you to settle in any pattern.
That's me calming down, by the way. The snaps. Because it's like I'm either about to cry or like I gotta calm down. Woo, woo. I said it when our internet connection was acting crazy. I said, this is about to be good. That's why it's acting like that. My God. First of all, she said, where God is taking you. He's not going to allow the amount of fear that has been settled in you. But we speak against that in Jesus' name. He's not allowing
Jesus.
any self-sabotage to come over what it is that he has already destined for you. And what I hear the Lord saying for both of us is what you're truly experiencing, because my husband's like, turn into a positive. It's not changing the way you're looking at it. Is he's really just activating more of your faith in him. So we're not gonna birth, or we're not going to give fear our attention, and we're not gonna idolize and make fear our God. What's our God is the faith that we have behind who he is, knowing that he is who he say he is, and he's gonna do exactly what he said he's gonna do. So what's happening is, God, you love me so much that you want me to activate more of my faith in this season. You want to see me rely on you so much so that you're going to
So
give me
much.
just enough so my works can prove to you the faith that I have for you.
My God.
Because my prayer is cute, my words are great, but you need me to
Listen.
show you my work so you can continue to give me the rest of the puzzle so you can give me more instruction. But I'm only going to get the next step if I take the first one. Once I take the first one,
Jesus.
you're going to help me to take the second one. And he's really just trying to activate our faith in this season. He's trying to demolish the fear and bring and birth the faith, because it's there. It's there. But he needs us to show it by evidence of our works.
Absolutely.
Brittany. I'm not about to play with you today. I'm just
Lord,
not.
you're gonna have me on this thing boo-hooing in
Because
a minute. Ooh, Jesus.
like the power. Now this is what I hear. Girl, when I heard you open your mouth, I said, this woman is powerful. I was telling my husband, I said, babe, like, I cannot wait to talk to her. There is so much power and conviction
Wow.
that comes from you. And it's funny because I think I asked the one question on a panel, and you opened your mouth and you didn't say much, but what you said was so powerful, was so much. Like, but you only said a few words. And I said, that woman knows what she's talking about. And she's so
Jesus.
settled in where she's at that she can say two or three words and that fulfills the response. Like that'd be enough. And the way you speak with conviction, it was just like it moved me. Like it truly, truly moved me. I said, I need to connect with her. And
Thank you.
I love your transparency because as gifted as we are as women, like that gift, if we can be honest, can be, it's not that you don't think you're capable. It's not that you don't think that you're not qualified. Sometimes it's so heavy because you know just how capable you are. You know how enormous this is. You don't know all the specifics, but you know
Absolutely.
God has something enormous on your life. And sometimes that can just be that can be scary within itself. And some people can look on the
Absolutely.
outside like, well, not, why not run towards that? That sounds like a good time. It sounds like a good time until you have to pull back the layers to become who you're
Listen.
supposed to be to really carry this gift, to sustain it and build it. Like, so I understand where you're coming from. And I don't want to speak for you if I overspoke, but I
No,
understand how that fear, what that fear can look like.
it is no joke. And if you're not careful, you'll hide behind the gift because people call you in spite of knowing these intimate parts of you. And so they'll call you and you'll begin to operate on autopilot just because you know how to use your gift. But in this season, I refuse.
Come on.
I refuse to give anyone anything other than God. You won't get anything else from me but the power of God. I don't want to give you my flesh. I don't want to
Come
give you
on.
my brokenness. I don't want to give you my fear because every time I open up my mouth, I'm imparting something into you. Every single time you open up your mouth, that's just how powerful God has made us, that there is life and death in the power of our tongue. And if we are not careful with these mouths and with these gifts and with these utterances that we are speaking over people, we will find ourselves going before God and He say, "You did this and it was not in my name. You spoke this and it was not in my name. You went here and it was not in my name. You allowed my soul to literally not give what I needed them to give because you wanted to give them you instead of me." You spoke from a place that was not healed. You spoke outside of soundness. You spoke outside of my power. You spoke outside of my love, and I just refuse. And so I'm just at a place where, God, whatever it is that you're speaking to me, I'll surrender to it. You know, you really do know what's best. You know the most intimate parts of me that I am unaware of. So if you're going to send somebody to tell me that in certain areas of my life that I'm operating out of fear, I surrender to that. And I repent for the areas in which I allowed myself to submit to fear. Because you have not given me the spirit of fear, but you've given me power and you've given me love and you've given me soundness. And so I repent for allowing fear to be my God, and I surrender to your healing. I surrender to your deliverance. I surrender to you as God over this fear. And I'll allow you to make me whole. And I'll allow you to work this thing out of me by bowing before you and saying, Lord, here I am again, this broken vessel, needing you to transform me again, needing you to make me new again, needing you to heal me again. Because it doesn't matter how many times I come before you saying that I need you, every time you're going to come to my rescue. You won't leave me defenseless. You won't leave me hopeless. You will not leave me without a cure. There's a cure to everything that I'm experiencing, and it's you. You are my cure. And so, whatever you make me aware of that is in me that is not like you, I repent and I surrender myself to you again. And again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, until you're finished.
In Jesus' name. Girl. Wow. Amen. That's the key. The key is repentance.
That is the key.
You have to repent. You have to choose to change your ways. You have to do that and go the other way.
And go the other way for real.
Yes. It's so simple and we overcomplicate it. I was reading Revelation and John was there, or maybe it was Jesus, but they were speaking about all of the terrible things that the people were doing. Like all of the stuff was just wild. And I'm not no room to judge. It was wild. And he said, all I want them to do is repent. The very least that they won't even repent. And I was like, wow, you would forgive all of this if they just repent? Just confess, like, God, I fell short. I was wrong. Have me back again. Help just
Jesus.
redirect my path. And he will continue to guide you. And he will give you
And you
his yoke to bore.
over and over and over and over and over again. When he says nothing can separate us from his love has no limits, no boundaries, no. His love is a love that mankind can never. Never give. Apart from him, we don't know what love is. He is the true and ultimate definition of what love is.
Yes. He really is. Man's love is so conditional.
Oh.
His is so unconditional. Like, I remember one day I just cried. I said, Jesus, you got up on that cross. And you died for us. Man would not
Yes.
do that, especially. I said, you died for us without a guarantee that everybody was going to change their ways. But even when they were
Yes.
blatantly in your face being
Oh.
disobedient, and you still said, I'm going to make this sacrifice. Man would
Still.
never.
Never. Never. We would never. But he is such. He's so concerned about us. Like, I don't even think we understand how concerned he is about us. Like, he literally have no limits to how far he would go just to let you know how much he'll send a stranger. He'll speak to you through dreams and visions. He has no boundaries as to who or what he will use to get your attention.
And I'm sure. Say
Good
that
God.
again.
He's a good God.
Yes, he is. Yes. Oh, I love that you said he has no boundaries.
None.
I'm sure
None.
there are several stories that someone can attest to
of just the miraculous, if you will, things that just happen. The random people that come into your life, the stranger that gave you a word, the item, whatever. You may have found a random Bible. You thought it was
Yes.
random.
Yes.
And
He
he was
threw
strategic.
signs, and it's like, what won't he use? Like, he created it all. He will use a bird, and like, he will use anything to get our attention. That's just how deep his love is. He has a deep love for us. It goes so deep.
Brittany, this I am full. But let me see, because I had some questions. Holy Spirit said I got the question.
All off the question.
And I'm not mad at it. Oh my goodness. Okay, Brittany. So this is so good. I want to talk more too, though, about the gifts that the Lord has given you. So you've been focusing on beauty and helping women see the beauty from within. And then you
Yeah.
said, I think you said, love you. Hold on, let me, I got it written down here. You said, love you, then
Yeah.
enhance.
Yeah.
So tell me about Be Essence Artistry and Cosmetics. Where did it birth from, and what is your mission?
So this actually birthed from, it came, I don't know if you can see the sign or not, but it was originally Beautiful Soul. And it literally came from, I started doing makeup during the pandemic. And I kind of just wanted to offer a source of like strength. Because the pandemic, we all, I think, were just trying to figure out like what is going on. So much death. I think people were just afraid, dealing with fear, being caved in their homes and different things like that. And so I honestly just started going live on Facebook, and I was doing makeup. And then it went from me doing makeup to actually praying and doing makeup. So it was originally Slay Another Way, and we would slay in the realms of spirit, and we would also slay our faces. So I would come on for 7 days straight. I would do my makeup at 12 noon. I would join with the ladies. We would have girl talk and all of the things on Facebook Live. And then at night at 9 p.m. we would come on, and we would slay in the spirit by praying. And so that's where it birthed from, and we would do that for 7 days straight, all while we were in the pandemic. And then it went from that, and I never imagined doing makeup or anything like that. I was just kind of going with the flow. Wherever God led me, I was just moving with him. I was working in corporate America at the time. I was working at an insurance agent. I was an insurance agent time. And so after that, I literally talked to my husband, and I believe we as a family just needed to transition to someone being at home with the kids. And so I transitioned to being a stay-at-home mom. And then people just started coming to me asking me to do their makeup. It was not something that I thought about doing or anything like that, but from my lives being live on Facebook, people started asking me to do their makeup. And so I just kind of embraced it and went with it. And it has not let me go. And my sole purpose for doing makeup is to literally help women to, first of all, know that there is something so beautiful inside of you. And what I would do before I did anyone makeup, I would just let them know that, first of all, you're loved by God. And secondly, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It doesn't matter how much makeup you have on or without, that God has made you fearfully and wonderfully. And so my whole being on doing makeup, and I believe that I'm called to women. And I believe that makeup is the tool that God is using to not only pull me to women, but to also pull things out of me. And so my complete mission in ministry and everything that I do is to let women know that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that this outward appearance does not matter at all if your heart, your mind, your spirit, and your soul is not whole. For many of us, we know how to show up. We know how to do all of the things outwardly. We know how to raise our children. We know how to go to work. We know how to run the businesses. We know how to do all of the things except be. Except embrace who we really are in Christ. And so I really want women to know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and everything that you are not currently, God can take and make it so beautiful. He can make it beautiful. He can give us beauty for our ashes. And so that's the mission.
Wow, I love that. Oh, that's because I mean, because it's so many layers to it. Because as a woman, when you go get your makeup on, first of all, you're bare. Like, this is just who you are. And so, for you to make sure that the woman knows what's inside first is what matters. And then we're going to enhance what's on the outside later. But I need to make sure you understand that your beauty is already within. That's important. And I
It's
love that
so
because
important.
it sets a standard. They're not going to just put this makeup on your face to cover anything. I'm going to make sure that we have an understanding of who you are. And when you leave this place, I need you to understand that this is just an enhancement. This
Absolutely.
isn't more than that. And you said too,
Absolutely.
you said, fix the soul, then add beauty.
Then add.
Don't fix the beauty and abandon the soul.
Listen, and that's what we do. We can put our clothes on, we can go get our hair done. Because I'm not gonna hold you. I love being a girl. I love being a woman. I love all of the things that comes with that. But there were so many aspects of my lives where I could do that with no problem, and nobody knew that I was suffering in the inside. I could put on the clothes, I could be mom, I could do all of the things, but I was broken in the inside. And the thing that I always want to be, who I want to be in the earth, is a solution to the problems. Many of us can identify a problem, but we do not have a solution for it. And so I want to be one that can identify the problem. The problem is many of us have ashes. That's just in life in general. We have ashes. We have things within us that we need to do away with. We have unforgiveness. We have brokenness. We have all of these things within us. But just because those things are within you, do not mean that you cannot be beautiful. There is hope. There is hope. And so I am a living witness that God can take anything and make it beautiful again. And so that is my mission. I want everyone to literally know that it does not matter where you are. It does not matter what your past looked like. It does not matter if you have been raped, abused, misused. It doesn't matter if you are your abuser. God can literally take it all and make it beautiful.
Amen. Amen, Brittany. I do not want to let you go. You're not. Forgetting, but okay, so two more things. Okay. First thing, I need to know, Brittany, what is something that you want to be remembered by? You almost said it, but is there something that you just are like, before I leave, I want to be remembered by this?
I want to be remembered by a sold out truth biblical believer. If my life could tell a story, I would want my life to tell the story that she once was a broken, angry girl. But in her giving her life to Christ, there is something that changed about her, something that was different about her. I want my life to tell the story of the gospel. If the gospel can be made known through my life, then my life has been fulfilled.
It's funny because you speak with such conviction, and I watched some of your videos, and even just when we were at the conference, and I can just hear like how God turned that anger into ambition.
Yeah.
And he like really changed it to a positive. Like you have this convicting power when you speak. And it's so funny because people, we have these like traits about us, and that sometimes it can be a negative thing, but God always, he purifies it. He purifies what the enemy tries to pervert. And I can just hear, yeah, he transformed your anger to ambition. Like you can hear it when you speak.
Yes,
Like it is, it captivates you.
God has done such a marvelous work in my life that sometimes I literally sit in amazement. I literally sit in amazement because who I know I'm supposed to be. Like, there is a knowing that we have that, like, you are not supposed to be who you are. You are not supposed to be doing what you're doing. You should not be where you are. You should be somewhere literally losing your mind. But my memory keeps me surrendered to him because at any given moment, something can pull me back to that place. And so me knowing where he's brought me from keeps me surrendered to him. Because there's not a moment, there's not a second, there's not an hour of the day where I don't need him to keep me. Because the truth of the matter is, people are crazy. Life gets crazy. Things get crazy. And so my memory keeps me reminded. Just recently, I was just strolling through my pictures in my phone the other night. And I was literally like, God, you have done a marvelous work. You have done a marvelous work before my eyes. Like, I am amazed by God. I'm literally amazed by God that he can really take broken things and make them beautiful. He really can.
Amen.
He really
And
can.
you become unrecognizable. I can't
Yes.
believe
I
I used
cannot.
to do that.
I cannot. Brittany, you was around here acting a fool. But look at what the Lord has done. He has done a marvelous work, and it is amazing. It's amazing.
Amen. I love this for you. I love this for us. I love just how the Lord loves us. He loves us so much that he corrects us and makes sure we stay on the narrow path. Brittany, can you tell everybody where they can find you? If someone wants to get their makeup done, how can they contact you? And what are some things that you have coming up?
I am currently B Essence on Instagram, but I am actually getting ready to transition again. I am transitioning again to be Alexandria, and I believe that God just wants all things that I am to be reminded of him. And so B Alexandria is literally who I am. It's my name. And so right now you can find me on all social media platforms as Brittany Jones. That's my name. And then for makeup, all of the things makeup, it's B Essence Artistry and Cosmetics right now. So you guys can connect with me. I would absolutely love to connect with you guys. That's me. That's where I am. I'm on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. I think that's about it. TikTok. Everything is the same though. B Essence Artistry and Cosmetics for all things makeup, and then Brittany Jones for all things personal.
Awesome. Brittany, thank you so much for joining me. We're
Thanks
going to
for
have to
having
do something in the
me.
near future.
Thanks
Thank you. Yes,
having
we'll do it again. I appreciate it. It was literally, it's every conversation that the Lord brings is always beyond what I could ever, you know, plan for. Like it always goes beyond my expectations. I am so grateful.
I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here. This is actually my first time being on a podcast. So I was kind of nervous. I'm like, Lord, what are we going to talk about and do? Am I about to go deep? But I just believe that God does all things well. He makes the connections. He does all of things. And so this has been absolutely amazing. So grateful and honored that you decided to allow me to be a part of what God is allowing you to do in this season. It's such an honor.
Thank you. Oh, thank you so much, Brittany. That means everything to me. Thank you.
No problem at all.
Awesome. Well, girl, that's a wrap. We did
Yeah.
it. I'm so sorry. I don't know if you said you don't have to get to practice. One
Oh, the
second.
kids, my other daughter ended up coming home, so Legacy is she's good.
Oh, that's why she, I didn't hear her anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, she bounced on us, though. Awesome, Brittany, I thank you again. I'm going to email you updates and let you know when everything will be releasing. I will do some collaborations too, if you're open to that, just like some clips from the conversation. And then, yeah, girl, we'll go from there.
Yes, thank you so much for having me again. It
Thank
was such a
you.
You have such an amazing, humbling spirit. It's so pure. And so this was actually easier than I thought it was going to be. I was nervous, but it was easy. It was, I guess God just gave us ease today.
Yeah, I always like people. I always tell people like my platform, well, the one he got, God gave me. I like to have conversations. Like we're human. Like let's talk about it. We all dealing with some stuff. And
Absolutely.
God made sure to position me in the place of serving others, making sure that I am serving those who are tuned in, making sure I'm thinking I have them in mind whenever I am having these conversations. Because a lot of times it was like so focused on the guests, like, okay, what's going on with you? Tell me your story. And it was important, but it was in the sense of like, it was in the sense of like really building the guest up, which was good for them, but the audience, the people who's tuning in, they need to know that this is for them as well. So yeah, God really like positioned me to make sure that that's my focus.
Yeah, and that's amazing because a lot of people are forgetting that. A lot of people are focusing in on the person or the people with the platforms and all of the things and forgetting about the people. So that's amazing.
Thank you. The
That's
people
awesome.
that's who's tuning in, that's who keep the show going. So
Yeah.
why not serve them?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Brittany. Well, I'm gonna send you a copy. I'm gonna do like a, I'll probably do a Google Drive with you if you
Okay.
want some additional clips. But other than that, I'll put them on social media. If you want to review something beforehand, just let me know.
Okay.
But I always pull the best ones for you, and then we just kind of go from there.
Okay. Great.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna see you
So
next
much
time.
again. It was such an honor. Legacy is back.
Hey, girl. Awesome. I'm gonna see you next time.
Thank you again. I so appreciate it. This was amazing.
Thank you. I'll have you worked out.
Alrighty.
Awesome. Bye.
Bye.
Know how much fuller I can get from these episodes. Like, it is always so amazing to see how the Lord moves through the audience, through the guests, through the conversation, how he uses us. Like, he just never fails. And I know I received a lot from this conversation. The truth will set you free. Amen. So many great takeaways. And I pray that you also received a lot of gems in this conversation. Please drop in the comments below, what were some things that you received? What helped you in your season from this conversation? And what are some prayer requests that you have? Let me know below. I want to pray for you all. I'm going to cover you in this space and help you to understand that you are not alone. Amen. Amen. I love y'all. If you love me back, make sure you like, comment, share, and most importantly, subscribe to the YouTube channel so that we can keep this thing going. And also,
Make sure you follow Brittany on all of her social media platforms. And if you are looking and interested in getting your makeup done, message her today. Her makeup is always flawless. It was so beautiful when I saw her in person. I did not know she did it herself. It is that professional and that neat. So make sure you also support her business as well. I am your host, Maikia Latia, and I will see you all next time. Bye. We did it.